with birds at all, she still loved being called his waxwing. He didn't pay her much, a cold Dr. Pepper, plus $1 for waxing a shortboard or $2 for waxing a longboard, but she was proud of her work. She kept her dollars in an old red purse in her closet, a purse that Signy had picked up for her at the Tater thrift shop for 50 cents. To date, Keeper had $42 in that purse. She did not know what she was going to spend it on, but she liked knowing it was there, adding up. And then, one day, Signy came home from work and handed her a copy of a Sears catalog, the Wish Book edition. The only time Keeper had opened it, she randomly turned to a page with men's corduroy jackets and decided that there wasn't anything in that wish book that she wished to have, especially a man's corduroy jacket. "Save it," Signy told her. "You might need it for a rainy day." So Keeper did. Each time Dogie paid her to wax a surfboard, she put the money in her red purse, and then she put the purse on the shelf in her closet. The catalog gathered dust. Chapter 3. The job of waxing is more complicated than it sounds. Step 1. Keeper had to wash the salt water off of the board. Because there was no running water at the bus, Dogie had attached a string of water hoses from his house all the way down the road to the bus. This meant that Keeper had to run back and forth from house to bus to turn the water on and off. It wasn't that far, maybe 50 yards, but she had to hurry anyway.
No need to waste water, Dogie always told her.
Step 2. She had to remove the old wax. First, she had to scrape the whole deck of the board with a thing called a comb, which looked a little like a hair comb, but instead of long, thin teeth, it had small, squatty teeth, perfect for jabbing underneath the old wax. This was the hardest part, especially when the wax was majorly caked on and gunky. Keeper had to press down on the comb with both hands to pry the old wax off. It wasn't such a bad job when she was working on one of the short boards, 5 feet or so, but the long boards were a pain. Imagine 8 to 10 feet of gunked up wax, and there you have it. The wax went everywhere. It got underneath her fingernails, it stuck to her clothes, it clumped up on the top of her shoes. Blech. Dogie had one old surfboard called a gun that was almost 11 feet long. Keeper hated waxing the gun with its pointed ends. According to Dogie, wannabe surfers used it to gun for the big waves. Thank goodness for Keeper, it didn't get rented too often. Even though she liked getting $2 instead of $1, the gun took F-O-R-E-V-E-R. After she got the bulk of the old wax off, she finished removing the rest by rubbing the entire board with a product called Pickle Wax Remover. The pickle was squishy in her hand and felt like a bean bag, only instead of being stuffed with beans, it was filled with a powdery substance that felt softer than silk. Keeper didn't know what was in it, only that it got the old wax off. It also made the skin on her fingertips all pruney, like raisins. After she wiped all of the wax off, Keeper stood back and admired the shiny, clean board. Dogie's surfboards were like works of art. Splashed across their rainbow-colored decks were airbrush paintings of waterfalls and sea dragons and a host of other fantastic creatures. Her favorite painting was a winged horse that looked like part horse and part comet, with its long tail blazing down the length of the board. Dogie had told her that a good ride in the surf was flying. Keeper wouldn't know, since she had never been on a surfboard.
Well, when you're older, Dogie promised.
That promise was small consolation because Keeper thought that anyone old enough to wax a surfboard should be old enough to ride one. But in this matter of unfairness, Signy had put her foot down. "No way, Missy," Signy had told her time after time. "I've already pulled you out of the surf twice, and that's enough."